Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4703.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I think the most significant influence any singular individual has had on my life would be my father. Seems to be an easy choice, but his humble upbringing and his hard work and determination kind of influenced me to work hard and to be an analytical, critical person. Really influenced me and told me to push me to strive towards my goals and things of that nature. So,
what do you aspire to be?
I'm currently on my way to becoming a professor of comparative literature. I'd really like to be a teacher of any kind. I'd aspire to be a university professor, but any kind of teaching position I think would be something that would satisfy my life and career goals.
Okay, how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as contemplative, probably introverted, patient, ambitious, but not greedy. My aspirations aren't financial or material, but more helping other people and getting to a position where I can help people realize their full potential as well.
What type of things make you happy?
Conversations with family and friends, social gatherings of all sorts, human interactions of any kind.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
So I come from a small town, farming community, and my mother is a waitress and my father is a veterinarian. The world itself is, as I mentioned, a small town, a small community, so very family-oriented communities. And that really, I think, shaped me to become a family-oriented individual myself and someone that prizes or values social interactions and community above most things.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
A specific attribute that would distinguish me from everyone else? I don't think so. No.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the most admirable qualities a person can have are qualities of generosity, kindness, humility, in general qualities that don't impinge upon the feelings of other people in a negative way. So,
what quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I think the quality I like best in myself is my capacity to listen openly with an open heart and with an open mind. I think what I like least about myself is somewhat of a inverse quality to that one, which would be a tendency to be overly critical. I listen openly, but I can also be overly judgmental at times.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents instilled in me a work ethic that I think is very valuable to pass on to my own children. I am a hard worker and I put a lot of time into the elements of my life that I think are worthwhile, and those things are really about developing career goals as well as personal goals, and I think working hard towards those goals and remaining vigilant and keeping up with the specific goals, whether they be social or career-oriented, I think are two characteristics that I'd like to pass on to my children as well.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I really enjoy travel. I've had the very fortunate opportunity to travel a lot with my family as well as my wife's family, and dining out, seeing museums and new experiences and new cultural experiences are a really major part of my joys of spending time with my family.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished present I ever received for a birthday were probably a cat. This isn't actually a gift I received, but rather a gift my wife and I got each other. We got ourselves a gift of a kitten for our birthdays. And it's been a gift that we've really loved caring for together and continuing to appreciate as a gift that we kind of nurture together.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
As a child, I used to really enjoy riding my bike and playing basketball and baseball. A really good friend of mine and I used to ride bikes all over town and visit friends and just kind of have the opportunity to explore, see, kind of have a relative freedom of childhood on a bike. To explore my hometown was really something I enjoyed a lot.
What do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
I mentioned already I really like to travel. Traveling and cuisine in general, finding new cultures with new food or culinary experiences are really fun. My wife and I like to cook a lot, and so we try new recipes and try new culture cuisines and things of that nature. So hobby, I would include cooking for sure, one of my favorite. We like to cook for ourselves as well as host events and host friends to have meals.
And are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I consider myself a creative person. Part of my graduate career has been to develop not only analysis or interpretations of narratives, but also to sort of learn how to express my own views on those things creatively via essays and creative assignments and teaching. I express my creativity, I think, namely through my career in writing and my research projects and my teaching.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, I can never remember the name of the individual. I've been told I resemble Val Kilmer, but I don't think that's the case at all. Nor anyone else I know actually agrees with that, but I have been told that once or twice.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
An experience slash achievement slash risk I've taken, something that kind of fits into all of those categories would be my travel abroad experience. After I graduated undergrad for a year, I traveled abroad and taught English in Ecuador. And in general, it was a very trying experience to be in a new city, in a new country, long farther away from friends and family than I've ever been before. The task was to teach in an elementary school. It was an English language, bilingual English-Spanish language elementary school in the town of Cuenca, Ecuador, and which is high in the Andes, so the climate was very different than anything I'd been accustomed to. The food, and everything else was very starkly different from the things that I'd grown up with. And so that experience in general, though, I think started to found my appreciation for foreign cultures and also for cuisine and cooking and things like that. So it kind of challenged me to overcome certain small town mindedness or small town tendencies that I had growing up and gave me an appreciation for another people and another culture. Working with the kids in Ecuador as well was unique. I had planned on teaching at some point, but this was soon after I graduated undergrad, and so I was not quite ready for the task. It taught me a lot about working with others, working with students, and developing goals for students and things like that, which I still use today, even though in a completely different context and with a different subject matter and different age group for students. So.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
A prominent person I'd like to interview would be both deceased and partially fictional. It would be Socrates, Plato's Socrates, the fictional or narrativized version of Socrates. His capacity for argument is really interesting and intriguing to analyze as well as to develop thought and to help people think through problems. I think it would be intriguing to have a conversation with Socrates to see if I could befuddle him in the direction or in the manner that he did his interlocutors.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
As I mentioned, I enjoy travel, so I think in the vein of travel and travel experiences, I also like to fly. When I was an undergraduate, I began my studies as an aviation major, and I learned to fly. I got my private pilot's license. Since then, I've neglected to keep up with that hobby since it's very expensive and very hard to keep up with in general for a variety of reasons. But I think what I'd really like to be doing, what would be really exciting to do right now, is to be able to hop into a private plane or to into a small plane that I could maneuver without putting my or others' lives at risk and fly that plane somewhere for a vacation.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My family, definitely. My mother and father live in a different state. My brother also lives in a third state, so getting the whole family together would be the thing I'd most like to do. That would include my wife, of course, as well. She's my best friend and always the life of any social gathering. So she as well as my family would be the preferred people I'd be with at this moment.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think the most difficult time in my life was when I was traveling in Brazil. When I was a couple of years ago, I was traveling in Brazil, and I was very much out of contact with people. Internet was hard to come by, and I didn't have a phone. And I found out through an email that my grandfather had passed away. So kind of being in a position where I couldn't go back to the funeral to be with my family, and as well as kind of being in a foreign context at the time, really disoriented me in a number of ways. My perspective on life changed as a result, certainly. I think that helped to reorient me. At the time, I was very, very focused on my studies and my travels and my career goals. So I think that reminded me in the middle of that that family is very important to me. And it helped me try to seek a balance of life and family and career and family.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience would be my wedding with my wife. We had been together for I think 8 or 8.5 years before getting married, and having lived apart several times and gone through a lot of trials and tribulations like any couple, it was very rewarding to finally come together, to live together, and become married.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor at the moment, I'm embarrassed to say, is probably Ryan Gosling.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is sushi.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My favorite board game would probably have been Candyland. I didn't have a lot of board games or didn't play board games very often, but I remember distinctly playing Candyland.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could retire at 35 and live in Costa Rica on the beach somewhere, but I can't.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is spring. Growing up in a climate that had very challenging and arduous winters made me really appreciate spring and the return of the warmth.
What matters to you most?
Family and friends.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
When I was in high school, I was on the junior varsity basketball team, and we were down by 3 points. And with a couple seconds to go, I caught an inbound pass and shot and made the shot, jumping up and down, thinking that we had put it into overtime. But it actually was only a 2-point shot, so we had lost the game, and I was the only one that didn't realize it. So, of course, it wasn't funny at the time, but in retrospect, it's probably the funniest single thing that ever happened to me.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I feel very strongly about I'm not sure if we can classify this as a cause. It may be too ambiguous or too ambitious of a cause. But the cause I feel most strongly about is a cause of equality in terms of democratic equality and a capacity to cast a vote and to have a voice in your community, be that a small city, community, country, nation, etc. So the capacity for democratic self-representation is my cause I feel most strongly about.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
My ancestors came to this country in the late 19th century and established farming, a farm plot in the Midwest.
You were majoring in comparative literature. When did you first become interested in this field?
I took a course when I was an undergraduate that really got me interested in comparative literature itself. It was a choice, as I was deciding on majors, it was a choice between something like a sociology or philosophy degree and a literature degree. And I thought that comp lit was more geared towards kind of a synthesis of both of those things, of philosophy, sociology, cultural studies, and things of that nature. So I was about 19. I started studying literature as a way to access other cultures and ideas in general.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'll graduate hopefully in the next couple years, and from there I'll be looking for a job to teach at a university.
If you could choose any career, what would it be?
I'm pretty sure I would choose the one that I'm in. I might, if I really had some time or some flexibility to think about it or to change careers, I might change my mind, but I think being a professor is a very important position, a very important job, and so my career would be professor.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
In 10 years, I'll be working on a tenure-track position in a university somewhere. Hopefully be a father by that point, and hopefully I'll be living closer to my family and to my other relatives as well.
And tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening for me is a nice bottle of wine with a type of food that we've never tried to prepare before, just opening up a bottle of wine and cooking and enjoying a nice conversation with my wife.
What do you love most about your wife?
I love most about my wife her spark plug personality, her generosity, her kindness, her compassion. She's a very loving, warm individual.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
The nicest thing I could do for my wife would be to consistently pick up after myself. And, of course, continue with the dishes.
And how did you meet your wife?
I met my wife when I was a freshman in college. We had a mutual friend that we met that introduced us at some point, and eventually we took a course together later that same year, and in the course we sat next to each other and chatted and got to know each other a little bit better.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
My best friend, my best childhood friend growing up recently was having difficulties with pregnancy, and he and his wife received the benefits of a similar program, and so that alerted my attention to the process as well as to the potential benefits and the inherent benefits of the program. So I thought I would look into it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4703.